This is Sean Kennedy. I'm the editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm very pleased to be speaking today with Linda McIntyre. Linda is the chief nurse of the American Red Cross. Welcome, Linda.
Thanks so much. Thanks for your interest and for the opportunity to talk with you today.
Well, I invited Linda to talk with us. Our March issue has on the cover a photo of a young man, Nam No, who was a fairly new nurse when he volunteered to assist the Red Cross efforts with victims of Hurricane Matthew in last October. And March is Red Cross Month, and we've had a long association, AJN has, with the American Red Cross, covering Red Cross nurses in the flu epidemic of 1918, going off to World War I. As a matter of fact, in this March issue, again, to promote the Red Cross Month, we do have an archive piece from the AJN from many years ago called First Letters from Red Cross Nurses, and it's from nurses who went over supplement and care for troops in World War I. We also have Best of the Blog, a piece written by Bob Hassmiller called The Call to Service is Personal, from Vietnam to Red Cross Volunteer, in which Bob Hassmiller relates his story of how he came to be a volunteer and what it has meant to him. So, Linda, in talking about and thinking about what nurses do in the Red Cross, I'm sure many nurses are familiar with the volunteer efforts of nurses who go and work in disaster areas. But can you talk a little bit about what they actually do and what other roles there are for nurses?
Absolutely. Well, as you know, the Red Cross mission is to prevent and alleviate human suffering in the face of emergencies. And we do this by mobilizing the power of volunteers and the generosity of our donors. So nurses work across the organization to fulfill the mission. And to accomplish this, we engage nurses and other health professionals in volunteer work across all of our business lines. And I'll tell you a little bit more about those in a minute. We also support volunteerism across the lifespan. Some people don't realize that children can volunteer with the Red Cross.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes, many people don't, so I'm realizing we do have some protective aspects that we take on our volunteer management database for young children who are volunteering, but certainly children can get engaged with the Red Cross. We have Red Cross clubs in schools, and different ways to get them engaged. We teach a pillowcase project about disasters, primarily fires and another local disaster that a child might be at risk for. And oftentimes these children, usually third to fifth graders, go home and teach their parents about it. So children are really important in terms of the resiliency of our communities. So we work to promote that health and resilience within our communities. So you mentioned disaster. Most people are pretty familiar with the roles in disaster. It's not search and rescue. I think sometimes people have that misconception. But what nurses often do in disaster psychosocial services, they respond as disaster health services or disaster mental health service volunteers. They assess needs, provide support. They link individuals and families with resources to maintain their health and independence. They may support individuals with functional and access needs, including individuals with disabilities. So this will involve sometimes obtaining replacement medications, durable medical equipment, or devices to help individuals maintain their independence.
So in a fire or flood, when people are just fleeing and then they leave all these things at home, their medicines and everything else, and then the nurses get involved in making sure that those needs are taken care of.
Absolutely. Okay. And we don't have all of those resources ourselves within the Red Cross. So we have numerous partners who are incredibly generous and help us meet those needs. And they come together around the disaster. So it's really a community effort on a local and national level each time we have a disaster. So some of our nurses, I realized when we sent out requests to health professional and mental health professional organizations, universities and colleges and our partners, some of our new nurses said they didn't realize that the Red Cross would provide the basic transportation, accommodation, and meals necessary to respond to a national disaster. They also didn't realize that we would provide the training. Mm-hmm. Now, just-in-time training is available for these large disasters when we recruit new people, but it's much more preferable if a nurse is interested, if the nurse gets training ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the things, our lessons learned, that people didn't always realize that they wouldn't have to come up with the money for their flight to North Carolina or Louisiana or wherever the disaster was occurring.
And what are some of the training programs that you have for the nurses with disaster? I think I recall, like, crisis counseling, of course, was one of them in terms of, you know, dealing with people who are literally in crisis because of the disaster. But what are some of the other ones that they might go through?
It's very specific to the role that they'll be filling. Mm-hmm. We have some basic fundamentals of how to work in our shelters. That's one of the main places that a nurse will be working,
mm-hmm.
assessing the needs, understanding how we can access our resources, how to work with our client assistance system in giving them the funds to help meet their needs.
Mm-hmm.
And those rules change regularly depending on the disaster. The resources that our partners provide change according to the disaster. So they provide them with the training that they need to help walk individuals and families through the processes so that their needs can be met efficiently and effectively.
Mm-hmm. And what about yourself? I mean, how did you start working with, what was your entree to the Red Cross?
That's a great question. I originally was a social worker in England and then returned to the States to do nursing. And I worked for a brief time on an oncology med-surg floor. And when I moved, I accepted a position working in dialysis. So I was a hemodialysis nurse for about 5 years. And that gave me a strong, healthy respect for prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to move into that area where I could help prevent somebody from ending up on dialysis and help prevent them. I realized I might not get that personal benefit from helping somebody one-on-one, but I thought it would be worth it just to keep somebody off of dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a position at the Greater Kansas City chapter of the Red Cross, and I ran community health programs, health screening, caregiving. We taught HIV/AIDS classes, ran a flu shot program, and then I was responsible for disaster health services on all the large events.
Mm-hmm.
I eventually became a director where I was responsible for youth programs, including academic service learning, even aquatics. And thankfully, I had amazing people who were experts. I'm not a great swimmer.
I was just going to say, wait, aquatics, wait, go back for a minute. Aquatics meaning what, like swimming lessons?
Learn to swim life.
Oh, okay.
Lifeguard programs. That's not my expertise, but we have many people who are very, very proficient in those areas. And so I worked with the organization developing partnerships in a number of things. And then I left to go back to get a doctorate at UCSF, and I taught, but I continued to volunteer all that time and eventually was the volunteer to our previous chief nurse, Sharon Stanley. So mm-hmm. I was her volunteer partner and led the National Nursing Committee.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh. I forget how many different programs the Red Cross has. I mean, everyone thinks of the Red Cross, as I said, you know, the disaster, you immediately think of the Red Cross. But then, you know, like you said, swimming programs, to learn to swim, and community health outreach, and all these other programs that are ongoing in the local areas, so that nurses don't have to feel, if they want to volunteer, that it's only about going to a disaster, that it really starts at home.
Right, and we don't have all of those programs today, but we do have many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people think about the disaster just as going out on a major disaster, but the most common disaster is a home fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so many nurses and health professionals and many non-nurses help participate in this. We've got a goal to reduce the number of deaths and injuries by fires by 25% in 5 years. And so nurses help provide leadership on those teams. They help increase awareness, community awareness. The U.S. isn't doing terribly well when it comes to home fire safety compared to other developed nations, mm-hmm. and we're really trying to change that. But beyond disaster, there are opportunities in international services. For example, we have a new community presentation to increase awareness about measles and rubella. In many countries, it costs about $2 to vaccinate a child against measles and rubella, and yet over 300 children across the world die daily from this preventable disease. Mm-hmm. So we have a partnership. It's with Red Cross, CDC, United Nations Foundation, UNICEF, and the World Health Organization. Red Cross nurses are helping to raise funds through an online portal to eradicate measles and rubella. And they sometimes will do some advocacy work just to increase awareness about mm-hmm. this. So while we're not traveling overseas, we can increase awareness here and help support that effort that's being accomplished through a partnership mm-hmm. effort.
Well, it sounds like there's so many different opportunities, and I imagine there's a lot on your website, on the Red Cross website. What is the nursing website? What would that be for the Red Cross? Isn't there a special nursing section on the site?
There is. It's going to be updated. Our regular site is www.redcross.org, mm-hmm. and there are opportunities for biomed blood services. That's another way that the nurses mm-hmm. are engaged. Just helping increase awareness of the need for blood is ongoing. It's got a shelf life, and in our winter and summer months, we often have to struggle to get the donors that we need. And so nurses help increase that awareness with the blood drives and the like. We provide service to the armed forces.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So client case management, you were saying some of the things that people might not know about. Client case management after disaster, of course, but also for members of the military, their families, or veterans, helping link them to the resources that they need to move on as they return to their communities.
Well, I'm glad we had this conversation, because I think, I hope people will listen and link. There'll be links in the articles and our section on the cover to the podcast, and we also do have on the cover section where we talk about the cover and the disaster services. We do have the link to the Red Cross volunteer opportunity site as well. So I do hope people will go to that and see how they can be of service. It certainly sounds that it's a worthwhile endeavor for nurses, especially when one thinks about moving more care out into the community and educating the public. So Linda, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us about Red Cross, and I wish you well. I know you're doing a great deal of traveling, so I wish you well, and thanks again.
I appreciate it. And if there are specific questions that someone has, they can email us at redcrossnurse@redcross.org.
Great. So, thank you.
Thank you so much.